Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Jay Rich with 8 seconds left now. Plenty of time for Miami. To Wade. Wade backs up. Wade. He'll put the three up. Got it! Dwayne Wade from downtown with 0.4 seconds left. Wade backs up. Wade. Tough shot. Got it! With 5.9 seconds left. Oh, this is his house right now. There's no doubt about it. Welcome back to your home, Dwayne Wade. Simmons gets it back. Going to try to drive in. Simmons kicks it to the corner. Up top, Redick for three. Off the rim, won't go. And that's going to be the ball game. Miami is going to win it 102-101 as the Heat play some defense. And Dwayne Wade, without a doubt, the best night in his return home.
It definitely felt good to be back in the environment where I remember being and seeing the court the way that I remember seeing it. It's always good, you know, when your coaching staff and your teammates got all the confidence in you. And it definitely started yesterday in practice. You know, Coach Mate gave me the ball most of the day and kept me on offense the whole day, which had never happened before, and told me to be myself. You know, he wanted me to get back into the rhythm. So it was good to see, that confidence from him and definitely from the other guys. You know, these guys that, you know, any given night, any guy can help this team win, but I'm definitely at my best at the end of games. So I'm not always going to make every shot, but I'm definitely at my best, and it was good tonight to be back in that position.
Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house.
Well done. Let's talk about the Heat game last night and Dwayne Wade. Ira Winderman going to join us right now. It's powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. We should be careful because it looks like the Indy Star says that we are stealing this from Victor Oladipo, the whole Dwayne Wade thing. But that's the article that came out today. Did Dwayne Wade do Victor Oladipo's My City move after the buzzer beater last night?
Absolutely, Zach. When that game ended, that's the first thing I said to myself.
Right?
Holy crap, he's doing the Oladipo.
That's
man.
Right.
He owns this place like he might own this place one day like Victor Oladipo owns Indianapolis.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, yep. I think that's what everybody was thinking last night. Hey, speaking of what I was thinking, I didn't know or I wasn't sure. I'm being nice.
Okay.
If he had one of those games in him left to go like he did and dominate in that fourth quarter, he looked fresh. He looked quick. He had it all rolling. Did it surprise you at all, or did you think he still had it in him?
Joe, I thought this. Even Kobe at the end, you guys remember the game he went out, his final game, whatever it was, 50, 60 points, his last night. I think all of these guys are capable of these kind of moments. So, I did think that Dwayne would have two or three of these. When they signed him, I said, you know what? No matter what he did in the past, if he can help him win maybe two or three more games based on how close this playoff race is, then it's a good signing, then it's a net game. So, when I saw him starting to roll, make a couple of three-pointers, you could see that. Here's the trap now, that the expectation becomes, okay, we'll always give the ball to Dwayne at the end. We'll always get out of the way. When you look at that fourth quarter box score from last night, no other player on the Heat took, I believe, more than three shots in the quarter. In the period there, Dwayne took seven. Matter of fact, no other Heat player took more than two shots.
Right.
So it becomes a case, do you start to rely on this? If you do, that's the trap of the signing. If you say to yourself, you know what, two, three times the rest of the way, 21 games to go, Dwayne will have his moments, but we have to still keep playing. That's the balance they have to find.
All right, well, they did win last night. They do feel good about themselves, but they are 3-7 in their last 10.
Sure.
Is this kind of the turnaround or the shot that maybe turns things around for them?
Yeah, you know, Zach, I think the way their schedule was built, all those road games early, you know, and then coming home and having homestands, not maximizing them early. This five-game homestand, when you saw the line of teams they were facing, Memphis, Philadelphia, got the Lakers on Thursday, Detroit on Saturday, and then Phoenix on Monday, this is when you saw the opportunity for them to turn it a little. You played to your schedule. And I think it's just a case of they've been very good against losing teams this season. That's what they have to keep up. If they win the games they're supposed to win, amid the tankathon in the NBA with two left against Atlanta and one against Phoenix and one against New York and one against Chicago, they'll be fine. As long as there aren't any more Sacramento and Brooklyn moments and Orlando moments the rest of the season, they'll be pretty well placed. Again, I think it's more a factor of the schedule than anything else. I still think their ultimate upside is probably maybe no higher than number six in the East.
Ira, we were trying to figure out with all these guys playing and Dwayne now going to get his 20 to 25 minutes a night and guys coming back, who is going to get hit with the minutes? I guess we found out Bam is going to be one of the guys that's going to get less playing time.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, Joe. I was shocked. I got up this morning and looked back at the box score to figure that out also. And when I saw 6:52 next to him, my first thought was, okay, this isn't the final box. I must be looking at the halftime box. I must be looking at a single quarter. But this time Eric said, I'm going to play Hassan and Kelly Olynyk late, and it worked for the Heat.
Right.
And I think it's going to have to be that way. Now, if Tyler Johnson with his bruised quad and Wayne Ellington with his bruised quad are out, that changes the equation. Then the Heat become limited in the backcourt, maybe even have to recall a player, Derrick Jones Jr., from the G League. But if everyone is healthy, I think we're going to see these sort of funky box scores along the way where one day you're going to look at a guy's minutes and go, wait, Tyler only played that? Justice Winslow only played that last night? Justice played 19 minutes? And the other guy was James Johnson, played 16 and a half minutes. I think the two of them, I think Justice and James Johnson are going to find themselves in a job share. And whoever is playing well will get the minutes. And if neither are playing well, neither get the minutes. I think that's where this minute cutdown will start. Like you said, with the big three, the centers, Olynyk, Bam, and Hassan, two of the three will get minutes. And I think with Justice and James Johnson, it's pretty much become an either-or situation.
All right, Lakers coming to town. Are you going to interview Ball, the whole Ball family? What's going on with that?
You know, that's the one thing I hope to avoid. And actually, a very interesting story, Zach, out of today's practice is Dwayne, when he was out in L.A., said, look, if a father loves his son so much, his sons so much, that he'll do and say anything, is that necessarily the worst thing in a society when so often there are fathers who simply abandon their children?
That's true. That's true.
And I think there's something to be said for that. So, yes, you could say to the outside people, this guy's acting like a jerk. Maybe this guy's even hurting his kids' chances. But this guy's always with his kids, and he always is standing by his kids. And you could say he's stealing his kids' limelight, and maybe that's part of it. But I thought it was interesting. I'm curious what Dwayne's going to say again on it today. We know Dwayne's situation. He had the divorce while he was with the Heat. He got custody of his kids. I mean, what he has done for his kids, I was talking to him the other day, and how he said even putting his kids in American Heritage up here in Plantation and having them commute an hour and a half each way, he said, if that's what's best for my sons, academically, basketball-wise, and comfort-wise, then that's what I'm going to do. So you know what? The LeVar Ball thing on one hand is, you're right, Zach, I don't want to get caught up in the BS and hear more things and have him, you know, fire, you know, Luke Walton and all that. But on the other hand, as a dad, hey, there are worse ways to go also.
Well, you see, that's the part you can't – I just took it for granted. I grew up with a father, but a lot of guys don't have a father around and don't have a father in their life, never have. So I get where they're coming, going, man, it would sure have been nice to have somebody care about me that much. I can't disagree with that as much as I think the guy's an idiot. I can't disagree.
And I'll agree with you on both ends of that. I don't want to be the guy who goes, oh, there's LeVar Ball. I've got to talk to him simply because I want to get clicks and got to talk to him.
Right.
But you know what? If he's holding court and he says something interesting enough, hey, I listened to Mark Cuban. I listened to some of the blabbermouth NBA players also and coaches who are full of themselves. It's part of what I do, and then you whittle it down from there to what's actually interesting. The game still matters the most. But you know what? The game's always been about interesting characters also, Joe.
That's true.
He's just another interesting character.
Ira, I want to ask you about another topic we've been talking about, and it's LeBron James, who now has 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, and 8,000 assists. I just always find it weird, as good as he is and everything he's done as one of the greatest players of all time and role model and everything else he's been. I find it really weird that he goes to Instagram and basically brags about himself.
Beats his own chest.
The only player to reach these numbers, you know, like, do you find that kind of weird? Or, like, everybody else strokes you. You don't need to stroke yourself.
You know what, Joe? But it's such a different time now in social media. So maybe it's because LeBron is the first player who's really grown up during the entire social media period. Who knows what Michael Jordan might have done? Or, you know, I know you say, you know, that Dan's pretty reserved, Dan Marino's reserved, and he would never do that with his numbers. But you know what? If he had a person out there who said, hey, you know, I'm your consultant, this is good, get this stuff out, let people know, you know, don't let people say you're not the best at what you do.
Yeah.
The whole social media dynamic has absolutely changed everything. Guys know that cameras are on all the time,
yeah,
that people are recording, that people are listening. So I think what we have to look at it is this way. LeBron James is the first social media superstar who's
correct
been there from the absolute beginning of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and he's just playing it and sort of learning how to do it all along. The one thing I find interesting about all of this and the numbers, and he became one of only five players to average a double-double for a month with his numbers last night against Brooklyn, is I think this is the exact opposite of what he wanted. Joe, when he put together the big three, and then he went back to Cleveland to play with Kyrie, and then he recruited Kevin Love and other players, he didn't want to have to handle, at his age, everything and be the guy and have all this kind of
pressure. I don't know about that, Ira. I don't know if I agree with you on that. I thought about that, too.
Okay.
I think he loves being 33, playing big minutes, being the guy that's still in the middle. I think he loves telling everybody he hasn't missed a game, playing big minutes. I'm not so sure he didn't get off on that.
Yeah, but I think there's also the moment in the ice bath after the game when he's going to himself, oh my God, what did I get myself into? And that's why I think all of these other landing spots, we've heard about the Lakers because he's going to bring in Paul George. That's still possible, you know, and have his team with Lonzo Ball. We're hearing more about the billboards now, Philadelphia, someone put them up outside of Akron.
That's the place to go.
Oh, yeah.
When he, and you could see last night when Ben Simmons couldn't make a shot, and at the end of the game when J.J. Redick was a little bit off, you throw LeBron James into that mix, and you've got yourself a heck of a team also. But does LeBron James want to be that guy who is going to flip from team to team to team winning championships? Or again, Joe, just like the social media dynamic, is that the new dynamic in sports? Is that what you wind up having? We're seeing it even in the NFL now of guys going from team to team, star-level players at the end of their careers and running for this team and that team.
Yeah.
Maybe that's become more acceptable. When LeBron left the first time, there was such consternation. How dare he leave and chase championships with the big three? I think that's all gone away. I think you see it in all the sports now. Yaromir Jagr, by the time he was done, played for every team in the NHL.
That's right.
So the whole Stanton forcing his way out, it's not that big a deal, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's saying it's the greatest thing for the
Yankees.
That's right.
That's right. It is different.
I think the time is changing. I think wherever LeBron James goes, there won't be the shame. But you know what there will be? There'll be the grumpy old men. There'll be the Michael Jordans and the other guys. Michael, of course, switched teams once, but that was pretty late in his career. That's what's going to happen. The grumpy old men, you know, the Birds and the Magics, and we did it on our team, and Isaiah. You know what, guys? Times change. There's simply a new dynamic these days. Those guys never mostly dealt with the salary cap and the luxury tax the way it is now. It's simply a different dynamic.
I think you hit it. The money has changed, so the game has changed tremendously.
Yeah. Everything we do is based around money.
Of course it is. That's just the world we live in right now. All right, so normally after a game like this, if Dwayne wasn't here, I would say, how did Hassan look last night? What did you think of Hassan? That's the guy. What did you think on the Hassan watch last night?
Well, first of all, the fact that he played over half of the fourth quarter, I thought it was an encouraging result, and I like what Eric Spoelstra did, that when Joel Embiid got five fouls, he says, I'm going to play my best hand against you while your guy is out. But Zach, it also opened the eyes to something else. Remember coming into the season, there was still a debate, and the two of them went back and forth on social media about who's better, Joel, and remember the game in Kansas City, in the preseason game, and they took shots at each other. It also opened your eyes to this. Joel Embiid is a lot better than Hassan Whiteside.
A lot better.
So here's my question to you guys. After a game like that and this season series to this point, and we know Hassan's personality, it could do one of two things. It could have Hassan sort of sulking as like, wow, I'm never going to be an all-star as long as this guy's around. Or is there any part of Hassan that I haven't seen yet where he says to himself, I've got to bring it to another level. I've got to prove to this guy that I can be as good as him. That's what I need to find out after a game like that. Does Hassan have the mental makeup to turn that into a challenge? Or is Hassan the kind of guy who's simply going to go, yeah, that guy's better than me?
Wait a minute, Ira, Embiid could hit a 12-footer. Like that, the game is totally different.
And I mean, the way he flares for those three-pointers on those 2-5 pick and rolls, he's almost unguardable right now. Guys, this is another case of, you see a guy in college and you go, oh, he's okay. And then he gets drafted and you say to yourself, wow, did they overreach for that guy? The NBA has shown it is such a different sport that there are guys in college who are only so-so, and then the NBA style of play, you clearly can see that Joel Embiid goes to another level. Forget about this season. Going forward, if you could right now, coaching staff and front office and future draft picks and roster, and someone says to you, would you trade the Heat situation for the 76ers? Oof. How could you not?
Yeah, I think it's an easy answer.
Yeah, their future is so bright with what they have. And that's after failing on Markelle Fultz and failing on Nerlens Noel.
That's right.
And making their draft choices. That's why tanking works. Same thing with the Cavaliers. They failed on the Anthony Bennett pick. Mm-hmm. They failed to a degree on Deion and Tristan Thompson. But you know what? If you go to the lottery 5-6 times, you're going to get it right enough that it makes a difference. That's what I hate about my league, that it rewards incompetence and exceeding incompetence. That if you're willing to stink for 5 years, yeah, you're probably going to wind up with at least a couple of gems, like Cleveland did with Kyrie, like Philadelphia did with Simmons and with Embiid. That's why this system has to change, because you know what? Losing wins.
Trust the process, Ira. Trust the process.
We got a few games left, but are you ready to give Harden the MVP, or are you going to wait to see how long Anthony Davis keeps this up?
What about LeBron?
First of all, you know what? And I would even put LeBron back in the conversation of averaging a triple-double. I think this is game on. If the Rockets finish ahead of the Warriors, then I agree, Joe. Wow. No one saw that coming. But if Anthony Davis does 6 more weeks of this, and every game is going to give you 50 points and 17 rebounds and carry that team without DeMarcus Cousins, if they get to home court, if they get to top 4 in the West, yeah, I think that's a game changer. And you know what? And if Cleveland blows back and gets to the top of the East after all, we're going to get into that annual debate of how do you not give it to LeBron. And again, one game this season, this is what I always tell people, MVP should be this. There's a game tomorrow. You can pick one player. Who are you going to pick? Aren't some of the people still going to pick LeBron?
Yes. We could, by the way, did we used to say the same with Michael Jordan? We could have given him the MVP
every year.
I've done that on my ballot, and you find reasons for Steve Nash's and other guys because you want to break it up. And I think that's the Harden factor also. We know the pace that the Rockets play. We know the style that they're going to score a lot more than Cleveland or even New Orleans. So the points are going to be there also. And then you could say, well, he has Chris Paul, and that's changed his game and made it easier. Look, what we know is the three of those will be on the all-NBA team in some form or fashion. But I think this will be an MVP race that absolutely goes to the wire. And I think where these teams finish in the standings will have an impact as well.
Follow his work at the Sun Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heat Beat. Ira Winderman joins us every week here. Ira, we appreciate your time. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Ira. See you, too.
And as soon as LeVar says something, I'll call right away. Thanks,
That's
guys.
What I'm talking there about. That's the kind of reporting we need here. Ira Winderman, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Ira joins us every week here.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Backhand cross ice, and this one's picked up by Jared McCann. Full head of steam to the offensive end, McCann in. Shot, he scores! Jared McCann, the winner in overtime, and the Panthers win it 3-2!
Jay Rich with 8 seconds left now. Plenty of time for Miami. To Wade, Wade. Backs up Wade, he'll put the three up.
Got it! Dwayne Wade from downtown with 0.4 seconds left.
Wade backs up, Wade. Tough shot.
Got it! With 5.9 seconds left. Oh, this is his house right now. There's no doubt about it. Welcome back to your home, Dwayne Wade.
Simmons gets it back. Going to try to drive in. Simmons kicks it to the corner. Up top, ready for three. Off the rim, won't go. And that's going to be the ball game.
Miami's going to win it 102-101 as the Heat play some defense. And Dwayne Wade without a doubt, the best night in his return home.
It definitely felt good to be back in the environment where I remember being and seeing the court the way that I remember seeing it. It's always good, you know, when your coaching staff and your teammates got all the confidence in you. And it definitely started yesterday in practice. You know, Coach made gave me the ball most of the day and kept me on offense the whole day, which that never happened before, and told me to be myself. You know, he wanted me to get back into the rhythm. So it was good to see, you know, that confidence from him and definitely from the other guys. You know, these guys that, you know, any given night, any guy can help this team win, but I'm definitely at my best at the end of games. So I'm not always going to make every shot, but I'm definitely at my best, and it was good tonight to be back in that position.
Barry for three and the tie. Good! 4 seconds to go. He tied the game. Newton has it with three. Newton lets it fly for the win. It's good! It's good! It's good! Jaquan Newton has won the game.
The referee has indicated, I think it's good. They're looking at it. The game winner by Jaquan Newton. They look at it. It is good. Miami wins. Miami has done it. They have defeated North Carolina at the Dean Smith Center in dramatic fashion. Miami 91, North Carolina 88. 21,000 fans are stunned.
I seen Joel hit a tough shot. And, you know, honestly, before this game, the pregame, I was working on the game-winning shot. It's the crazy part. I just was working on it. And then that's when he made the shot. I got the ball. And once I got the ball, I knew I was shooting. I'm the senior, and I wanted to shoot it.
What a night, man. Best regular season finish of games maybe ever. Maybe in the history of South Florida last night. Dwayne Wade, Mr. Newton, and Mr. McCann all making it happen last night with last second unbelievable plays and shots and goals and the whole works to make it a really, really cool night. Like, you, seriously, those games are getting ready to play. Here's what I'm thinking, all right? I figured Philadelphia and Miami were going to be a close game because they have been all year.
It's a 7-8 seed in the Eastern Conference anyway. They're
really
close.
I never thought Dwayne Wade was going to go for 15 in the fourth and basically dominate the end of the game. Then you watch Newton, Jaquan Newton, 30-footer after North Carolina ties it up. I didn't even think they're going to be in the game. I thought North Carolina playing some of their best basketball here at the end of the season, at home, 21,000 fans. And then Newton hits this running 30-footer. I thought we were going to overtime. And then I looked at the Panthers' schedule and went, ooh, they're coming home. I know they got a lot of home games. I don't want to say anything, but my God, they got Washington, they got Pittsburgh, and then they got Toronto. Those are three of the best records in the Eastern Conference. Oh, they're in trouble. Won all three.
Yep, not bad.
Including an overtime winner last night by McCann. So it's just been unbelievable what's taking place. So last night, man, you like tight ball games and you like excitement. You got it all because it had a little bit of everything, including what Dwayne Wade did is just he's going to have nights where his 36-year – because I remember in those 30s, man, some days I felt really good and some days my legs felt like I was 50.
Last night was classic flash. Fourth quarter flash.
You can get that, and he's got the green light, and he knows it. I think he's feeling – you heard his comments. It's his team again. It didn't take long to fit right back in and go, hey, we need somebody to win these close games. And Spoelstra's saying, go get him, Dwayne. You're the guy. Take your shots. And he looked it, man. He looked confident.
Mm-hmm.
Shots. Hey, by the way, when he released him and that follow-through with that hand of his, you were like, oh, this is good. When he did that, you know, kept it up
the
there.
Wrist.
The
yeah.
flip kept it up
yeah.
high, like, ooh, this is pretty.
You know who else is happy that Dwayne Wade's back? Eric Spoelstra.
Oh, yeah.
Makes that decision very easy with 12 seconds left in the game, down one. Who's taking a shot? I know, pointing right at Dwayne. I know. Win or lose, let's go by Dwayne's hand.
Right. And you know what? It's a lot easier for him to come back here and fit in than it was in Cleveland and even Chicago. I think he got blindsided with that whole thing in Chicago when they're like, oh, so when are you going to practice? Remember that whole thing?
That's right.
We talked about before. He and Jimmy Butler were kind of clicking together, and a bunch of guys turned on him with all the other disasters.
It was a disaster from the start in Chicago.
Coming back home, he's got his kids.
Yeah.
Last night he had mom. had his wife. I mean, it's just back in a place he's really American Airlines Arena is Dwayne Wade's place. That's his house.
It's his house. That's it.
So that was really cool.
By the way, we had Ira on in the beginning of the hour, so I didn't give the code word out. It's time for your chance to win $1,000, 560 WQAM Slam Dunk Contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word RABBIT to 72881, and you are registered RABBIT, RABBIT, to 72881. Now, if you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of next hour, this is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive RABBIT. This hour's code word for the 9 o'clock hour, text it to 72881.
You ready for the boogeyman?
Of course I am.
Bob Boogner.
He's going to be in a good mood.
Oh, he's going to be in a real good mood. Yeah, Florida Panthers head coach. They win their third straight at home. Still got three left at home. Talk about a long homestand. We'll talk to Coach about last night, the turnaround in this team. They've won 10 of 13 games. We'll get into all of that with them. Maybe have a little time to check in on the text machine.
Yeah, whatever.
She's pretty loaded today?
She's swollen.
I get when she's a little swollen like that. Kind of like that.
Radio.com. Radio.com. It's time to drop the puck and talk Panthers hockey with head coach Bob Boogner. The Bob Boogner Show is brought to you by Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach. Brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach.
Backhand cross ice, and this one's picked up by Jared McCann. Full head of steam to the offensive end, McCann in. Shot, he scores! Jared McCann, the winner in overtime. The Panthers win it 3-2.
Oh, yeah, let's go right to him, man. Bob Boogner, Panthers head coach, after an overtime win. Coach, good morning, and I'm guessing you slept pretty well last night.
Yeah. That sound of that OT winner on the pregame there sounds pretty good. It was great sleep, and back at her again today.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you're not kidding, but if I would have told you, you know, and sometimes we look back and go, hey, coach, congratulations, finally time you're going to have all these home games, and I was privately thinking like, oh, coach, my God, you got Washington, Pittsburgh, Toronto, New Jersey, Philly's hot. I was thinking of these teams on homestand. All you do is go out and beat Washington, Pittsburgh, and Toronto. It's got to feel pretty good. It's a nice start to get this team going the way you have on this homestand.
Yeah, it's obviously we talked last week how important it was and where we sit in the standings and how we're chasing a playoff spot. And, getting through February was the big thing for us, and still being close in the hunt. And we're there, and we've done it. And it's a great accomplishment for these guys. I think that, since the All-Star break, I think we've gone 10-3 or something like that.
That's right.
One of the better teams in the league. So, there's a lot of great things happening. We're finding ways to win at the end of games, even sometimes when we're not that great that night where, someone is stepping up and they're getting contributions. So, I mean, it's all going great right now. And then, we know we have, 5 weeks left to keep the gas pedal on here.
Coach, 4 games over .500, 9 wins in February. I'm sorry that February is coming to an end today. Otherwise, you guys had a pretty good month in February.
Yeah, we played a lot of tough teams, too. I mean, even on the road trip there last week, we lost a tough one in Toronto, 1-0. But, we held our own out there on that big Canadian trip and, kept in it, like I said, gave ourselves a chance. And, Louis being back has obviously given us a huge boost. He's played absolutely fantastic and, backbone of our team, of course. And every night it's someone different. It's Barkov or it's, McCann in overtime. McKenzie and McGinn scored 2 days ago in the last game. So we're getting a lot of contributions, which is nice.
All right. Well, the guy you didn't mention, and I was waiting for, is Dadonov. His improvement with 18 goals. Where did this come from for a guy that hasn't been scoring a lot of goals in his career?
Yeah, he got a ton of chances there about a month ago, and he couldn't put one in the back of the net. He was snake bitten, and we kept talking about, hey, stay positive, the chances are coming. He's missing the net a lot, to be honest with you, and he was going high all the time. And we talked to him about, hey, just put it on net. And someone told me, I don't know who the heck it was a long time ago, but for every 10 shots he put on, I think it was Andrew Chuck, he's in the Hall of Fame. He said every time he shot the puck, he tried to shoot to the middle of the net and two it every time they go in. So, you know, just hitting the net and capitalizing on chances.
Coach, it's too bad you got a washed up 39-year-old goalie. You know, otherwise, you know, maybe this season would be a big turnaround for you guys. Three straight wins versus three of the best teams.
Yeah.
Louis is just on fire right now.
You know, since he came back from that injury, we always talked about having him back 100%. And, you know, we're playing four games this week. We got to manage his ice time and his practice days and all that. But, you know, even before his injury, he had a 928. He was playing his best hockey. And, you know, he seems like he's on a bit of a mission. And the other night there, when we had the ceremony for Stoneman Douglas and the speech he gave on the ice and, you know, the emotional night for everybody and what Louis did for his community and the organization to go out and play a game like he did. It was just tells you what kind of guy, what kind of pro he is, you know.
I was just curious because I was going to ask you about that. You ever worry as a coach, he got so emotional, the whole crowd was emotional, that he's now got to get back in there and concentrate. We had him on a couple of days ago, and he said it took a while to actually get his concentration back in that game after. You kind of concerned about your goalie when he's doing that? Of all positions, that guy who's got to be like 100% focused and zoned in to give that kind of speech.
Yeah, I was, to be honest with you, I was petrified. I approached him in the morning. I said, look, I know I understand what you know, they're asking you to do. And I said, listen, I got your back. If you feel like you can't make your focus and you got a big game to play we'll get someone else to do this. And he looked at me straight in the eyes and just said, listen, I'm a huge part of this community. This is where I live and my family is born. And he says, I want to do this. This is the right thing to do. And don't worry about me. I'll be fine. And, you know, to be honest, I didn't know what we were going to get after that because it was a crazy emotional night. But again, what he did after was unbelievable. I haven't seen anything like that in a long time.
It was not only a great local story, it was a great national story for everything. Coach, confidence, the energy level, the great fast starts, special teams. Do you feel like on top of all that stuff, they're playing your system finally the way you want to play? They know what you expect?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we talked about it before. I think these guys needed to, you know, figure it out, find a way to come together and buy in. And biggest thing is just to see results of, you know, you're starting to win games and we're playing up to our details and our structure. And, you know, once that happens, once you have success, it's a lot easier to sell and for guys to buy in. And they've definitely done that. And you know, big compliment to the veterans in the room. They've kept this room going in the right direction all year. And the coach can only go in and, you know, say so much and put so much X and O's and review and video and they've come together as a team.
Says a lot about your guys. I agree. It wasn't too long ago. You guys were 12 points out of that 8 spot, and we were going, oh, God, this could really head south quickly, and they've hung together. Want to ask you this one, Coach. I need the straight shot on this one. Don't be giving me any, like, curveballs here on a full count.
Uh-oh.
Anything close to happening on the trade deadline? Come on, was it close?
No, straight up, yeah. We were in on a couple of deals, and that's honest. I think that, you know, we always said, listen, we're not going to make a deal just to rent a guy for the, you know, next month and a half. I think Dale and ownership understood that, you know, we like our pieces. We talked about that before. Whatever we add, we want to make sure it's a guy that's going to grow with the rest of the team. And there was a couple guys out there that fit that category, and yeah, the prices were through the roof, and they really wanted our, you know, a couple of our best young prospects that are going to be can't miss NHLers, and we weren't ready to do that right now. And I think, you know, I said to the guys yesterday, it you know, shows confidence in this group that they didn't that they believed in these guys, and they try to get better. And now it's just us; we got to push together as a group, and you know, and we know we're a bit underdogs here. We know we're a young team, but I love the the piss and vinegar we're playing with right now. It's great.
What's the number one name that popped up? You said a group, and obviously you got a core of three, four, five guys that are really good young players. Is there one name that seemed to pop up more than everybody else? Because it's kind of a compliment to the player. Who would that be?
Yeah, everybody wanted our guy Borstrom, who's at the University of Denver, right? And you know, he's a Hobie Baker finalist, and you know, a kid that's 6'3", 6'4", centerman, and, you know, he's a huge part of this organization moving forward. And, you know, I agree with Dale. I wouldn't be giving a guy up like that. And,
That's awesome.
He's going to be, yeah. So good for the kid. I mean, everybody wants him, but, it was a good move on Dale's part not to part with that kind of an asset.
Any injury update on Denny Malgin?
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be probably 2 weeks. He's got a slight lower body. It's an MCL sprain, and, it's not too serious, so hopefully 2 weeks. And he was playing unbelievable before he left, too. Verbata went in the spot last night. Did a decent job, did a real good job, but, we miss Malgi.
New Jersey, Buffalo, and Philly.
Oof.
Philly and New Jersey. My God, it's like you guys are playing through the playoffs right now with some of these teams, minus Buffalo there in the middle. So they got some tough ones coming up. And, by the way, they are coming up all this week. I mean, you've got some really good games, Coach, to know exactly, get a good idea where you are with everything right now. Does the message change at all? I was going to first come in and say, could there be a letdown? But I don't expect that because you guys are still chasing people, right?
Yeah, I mean, busy schedule. And even today, we got 8-9 guys going on the ice just to get the goalies warmed up and get off. Right now, we got to reserve as much energy as we can.
Right.
And Jersey beat Pittsburgh last night. They're flying in here today, playing tomorrow, and there's no turnaround. We get Buffalo right away, and then Sunday, the 3 o'clock game, we get Philly. So it's a busy week. And then, our thing is we're not even looking, to be honest, we've been talking every day just about the team that we're playing and trying to take care of business on a nightly basis and just worry about those 2 points. And, the better we play, it seems, the more, we just roll and our games keep rolling and we're having good starts. And you don't have to think too much when you're playing this much, which is good.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. 3 home games. Well, we talked about all these home games coming up, taking advantage of them. Coach, thank you so much, man. It's great having you. Good luck the rest of this week. It's going to be fun to watch.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it, Boogeyman. Bob Boogner with us here.
Joins us every week.
Love that name. My favorite friggin' name,
Boogeyman.
Love that.
Courtesy of our friends at Checkers, Old Munchin, Brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzel with mustard,
and lots
of German beer. We're almost out of here. It's good. You'll get all this and more at Checkers, Old Munchin, German restaurant in Pompano Beach. We do speak to the Boogeyman every week here on the show. Very nice by that. And it's very nice when we get to come in here and talk about a whole bunch of wins last night.
Not being
and
out
not
of
only
it.
That, Heat in the playoff hunt, Panthers in the playoff hunt, Canes almost in March Madness.
Yeah.
Pretty good time right
now.
And guess who's not buzzing at all with the combine starting this week? The Dolphins.
Well, today the QBs are doing their thing.
Today, Jarvis and the agent and the Dolphins meet in Indianapolis.
So we'll have something tomorrow. We'll have
The
agent will talk to one of our guys so that we'll have stuff for tomorrow.
Perfect. Just check Twitter, see who's got the quotes, and book them on the show tomorrow.
Hey, the Big O, speaking of the Indy Combine.
Right there.
The Big O show is coming
Maybe
up
Maybe O
next.
Will break the news.
Going with the O with the Big O show. It's coming up next. Did you know we got to go? My name is Joe. I'm running out of them.
Wow.
Have a great day, everybody.
Whoa.
You can reach us on the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line at 5C.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.